I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Should sick patients be allowed to try scientifically unverified drugs to combat their illness? For years, Democrats and liberals in general supported the idea of allowing terminally ill patients to try experimental drugs because, after all, if they are terminal, what can be the harm of trying something that might, just might help? The Democrats supported President Trump signing legislation into law, which would grant terminally ill patients access to experimental drugs before they're approved by the FDA. The law, frequently called Right to Try, significantly curtails the FDA's authority by placing decision-making power in the hands of drug providers, physicians, and terminally ill patients. Some people criticize the bill as being a cruel joke, a sham, and false hope. However, some research has found that over 25,000 patients with terminal cancer die annually while waiting for the FDA to approve potentially life-saving drugs. After President Trump touted the use of two anti-malaria drugs to treat coronavirus patients, Nevada's Governor Steve Sisolak signed an emergency regulation limiting the use of those drugs. He said he knew those drugs were used to treat lupus and other autoimmune illnesses, and he didn't want them being hoarded for the use of something that only showed anecdotal evidence of being effective against coronavirus. And New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo issued an emergency order restricting this treatment to only hospitalized patients and only those in New York approved clinical trials. By the way, the president never said he recommended these medicines, as some in the media and political arena have falsely stated. He said it should be something that should only be considered between a patient and his or her doctor. So while governors have been handing down orders, doctors in the U.S. and overseas have been reporting remarkable success in treating coronavirus patients, reductions in hospitalization, less need for scarce ventilators, less need for ICU and incubations, and significantly lower death rates. Two studies from France are very promising. Besides helping relieve signs of illness, hydroxychloroquine plus azithromycin appears to shorten the period of inactivity, which is critically important in controlling disease spread. Data on safety and effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin are coming in almost daily from more than 10 countries, including Canada, Australia, Israel, South Korea, and China. Now it's being reported that University Medical Center began prescribing hydroxychloroquine to high-risk emergency room patients who test positive for coronavirus but do not require immediate hospitalization. Doctors are saying they're able to test patients with fever, cough, and shortness of breath for coronavirus and get results back within hours and sometimes in a single hour. So the support for a right to try that Democrats touted for years suddenly became a political issue when President Trump began to say favorable things about hydroxychloroquine. Now that favorable data is coming in from around the world and now that it's being used at UMC, the question is, will the anti-Trump hysteria regarding this treatment cease? Democrats are the ones who have suggested that we must rely on science, not politics. The science is suggesting the president has been on the right track. This is a time for politics to be put on the back burner. We cannot afford to reject what appears to be a successful treatment for the purpose of political gain. The lives of tens of thousands of Americans are on the line. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.